everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. And we are really excited today to be talking with a Hall star that is going to be in the new upcoming movie, Big Sky River. And we're talking with Emmanuel Vaugier. And Emmanuel, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So what we like to do is we like to give our guests a chance to introduce themselves and tell us a little bit how you got started. What inspired you to get into acting?
I did a school play when I was in second grade. I was the understudy for one of the angel narrators, and one night the girl got sick and wasn't able to be there for a couple of nights, and I got to, you know, stand on stage and say my lines, and I was like, this is so much fun, and I loved it, and then it grew from there, but that's how it started. That's where the seed was planted.
This was a prepared elementary school play. They had understudies. They were ready to go.
Oh yeah.
That's great. Well, do you remember the first role on screen that you ever got?
I did. It was a non-speaking thing. It was a non-speaking thing that I did I did an ABC Family restaurant commercial, and I played like a hostess, and I was so excited about that.
Yeah.
It was like the coolest thing ever. I got to walk people to their table, and I was like, hit my mark and do the whole thing. And then after that, the first sort of real speaking role that I had was in a movie of the week called A Family Divided with Faye Dunaway and Stephen Collins.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. That was cool.
Yeah. So did you get started pretty young acting?
No, I was 18 or 19 when I did that.
Okay.
So young-ish, but I didn't start as a child.
Okay, cool. So you were in two very iconic Hallmark movies, very classics, I would say. You have It's Christmas Carol and getting to act with Carrie Fisher. That must have been an amazing experience.
It was very, very cool. She was awesome. She had such a great sense of humor and was fun, fun to be around and fun to work with. I mean, it was just, I feel very blessed that I was able to, have that time with her. It was really, really special.
Mm-hmm. It felt like she ad-libbed a bit in that movie. Is that true, or was it pretty close to the script?
It was pretty close to the script, but she has such a natural way about her that she could just sort of like, it sounded like she was sort of making stuff up.
Okay.
She was fascinating to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they actually haven't done very many versions of Christmas Carol on Hallmark Channel. It's still probably the most iconic version. So is that fun to play like a Scrooge type archetype?
It was a blast. I really, really enjoyed doing that movie. And I love doing Christmas movies. Like that's it's one. And I've all the Hallmarks and different TV movies that I've done, I've only ever done two Christmas movies. I'm like, how is that possible?
Yeah, that
all
is
the
crazy.
Christmas movies out there.
Yeah. Did you shoot that one in the summer? Was it one of the...
No, you know what? Actually, it was one of the rare occasions where we shot, because I know that a lot of them are shot in the summer. We shot this one in November, December, and they aired it the following year. So it was not a Christmas in July thing, but it was, they aired it a year later, which was usually they shoot them in the summer and they come out right away that winter. So
interesting. So then you were also in Love in Paradise with Luke Perry. And that must have been a cool experience as well.
That was very cool. What was funny was, he played a guy who was like a city slicker that, comes to the country to ride horses, has no idea how to, he pretends like he can and all this stuff to rebuild his life and career. And I ride, but like, he's like a true horseman. Like he had to try really hard to look bad riding a horse. Like he was a phenomenal horseman.
Interesting.
And amazing to watch with the horses. It was very cool.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah. He seems like he would be a pretty neat actor to work with.
Oh yeah. A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that has a script by the Dabrowskis, which they've done so many great Hallmark movies. The banter is always pretty solid with them, so I think it's a fun one that is pretty, like I said, is pretty iconic, I think, for Hallmark movies.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
We'd like to take a second and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast.
Escape to the Florida Emerald Coast this summer in The Beach Escape by Rachel McGee from Hallmark Publishing.
After a monumental heartbreak, Molly Lawrence is trying to start over as a traveling vet.
But Grant Torres, his charming dimples, and one stubborn loggerhead turtle named Chompers challenge the future Molly's imagined for herself.
The perfect beach read for your summer book list, The Beach Escape is a friends-to-lovers romance full of snorkeling, sailing, and of course, turtles.
The Beach Escape is available August 9th from Hallmark Publishing on Amazon and in stores at selected bookstores.
For more information about The Beach Escape and other titles by Rachel McGee, visit www.rachelmcgeebooks.com.
That's rachelmcgeebooks.com.
All right. So we have this new movie. We're excited to have you back. It's been a little, you had a little break from Hallmark. Mm-hmm. And we're glad to have you back in the new movie.
I'm excited to be back. And this, I mean, you know, with the horses again, that like, that just makes me very happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about this new movie, Big Sky River.
Well, I play Tara Kendall, who is from New York, and she, you know, she's an equestrian, and she's just going through a divorce, kind of an ugly divorce, with her ex, and she decides to take some time and go to the countryside to Montana, where she went to horse camp as a kid, to just give herself some space from the situation, and also with her stepdaughter that she basically raised as her own, but now her ex-husband is with someone new, and you know, I don't want to get in the way of that relationship and that forming, and her bonding with, you know, potentially her new stepmom or you know, mm-hmm. mom so I leave and you know, just to reset my life and kind of regroup and ground myself and heal, and that's where things unfold.
Well, that must have been interesting for a Hallmark movie to play somebody coming out of a messy divorce like that.
Yeah, usually, you know, what I loved about the script is it dealt with, so it was grounded in sort of real issues that usually Hallmark doesn't really deal with a lot of that. Like, it's, you know, they're perfect relationships, everything's great, you know, and it's love stories that are, nothing really goes wrong. And it's like, you know, boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back, right? You know, which essentially, you know, that sort of happens anyways in all of the regard, but like in this, we both have trauma in our lives, and I think it's very relatable to what people go through. I mean, it's something that, you know, we all have to deal with at some point in our lives, and as you get older, I think also with it being a relationship that forms, that it's not like a new young love, you know, where it's like, oh my gosh, and you throw caution to the wind, and you know, they're dealing with real problems and real issues and children and struggling with what's best for their kids and what they want in a relationship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you get to work with Coven Smith.
Yes.
And that must have been cool.
He's awesome. He's so much fun. Yeah. He just keeps, I mean, I'm sure you've probably interviewed him or seen him and stuff, like where he's been interviewed. He's got high energy, great sense of humor, just a joy to be around, and very talented. Like, it makes my job easy.
We haven't gotten to
go, okay.
Yeah. We haven't gotten to interview him. So if you put in any good word for us, that'd be great. But he seems like a really nice guy.
Yes, he absolutely is.
That's great. Did you do a chemistry read or anything like that?
We just dove in. When I got the role, he was soon, like when they told me that, you know, like when we decided, okay, yes, we'll do this. I think he was almost immediately attached or already attached. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But they were like, oh no, we've got our Boone Taylor. And I was like, who's Boone Taylor? I was like, Kevin Smith. I'm like, that's all. I've watched him in a million things. I've seen him, his work. He's lovely. He's talented. I've never gotten to meet him or work with him. And I got, you know, obviously got to do both. So very happy.
Were you excited to get back to working with Hallmark again?
I was.
I've been in a couple of years.
It's been a few years since Love in Paradise, and I was so excited because I love Hallmark movies because it's something that you know the whole family can watch. You can tell all your friends and their kids that they can, you know, and there's always a message of like hope, and there's always a positive message attached to it, which is something that I think everyone can use at this point. So I think we need more of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have Peter Benson directing this one, and is that helpful to have an actor that's also the director as an actor?
Oh, absolutely. Because I mean, with Peter, it was like there's a shorthand that you have with him because he's an actor and he gets it. So he's able to communicate things in a more efficient way sometimes than someone who's not an actor. Like he's able to, you know, able to actor speak to mm-hmm. to us. Yeah. And just has a not that directors that don't have an acting background can't have that same shorthand and understanding, mm-hmm. but I think it's just second nature for him because that's what he's, you know, his primary job was mm-hmm. that for a very long time.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
So you had worked, obviously, in Love in Paradise, you'd worked on horses in a kind of Western environment, and here you're doing it again. Was that helpful that you had that kind of experience to lean back on?
Well, I ride. I have a horse of my own.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, so I compete, but I don't do Western. Wow. I jump. I do the hunter jumpers, the English style saddle. So everything's a little bit different. Like the equipment's different. The mm-hmm. horse, the horse that I ride actually in Love in Paradise is the same horse that I ride in Big Sky River. So that was cool. Yeah, I was like, oh, there he is. So that was fun because I knew the horse and I was like, oh, this horse is so cool and mm-hmm. like awesome. You know, I'm so lucky and you were going to have fun.
Do you have like a ranch are you in Canada? You have like a ranch or something like that?
I don't have her. I keep her at a facility, like a facility. So I go and I see her every day, and I ride and train and all that stuff, but I don't have on property, like my own situation.
That's so cool. What's your horse's name?
Her barn name is Bunny.
Oh.
She has very big ears.
That's cool. Yeah. We've been covering Heartland on the podcast. And so gotten to know quite a bit about horses and all the different competitions and all the different things over the last couple of years that we've been covering Heartland.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, yeah. I saw a couple of episodes of that. Cause I was like, oh, I was like, this is a Canadian horse show, yes. Horsey show. Like what's the deal with this? I watched, I was like, oh, this is so funny. Like just watching, you know, the actor, like you can, because I ride now, I can, you know, I would have never been able to spot it before, but like, I've been doing it for a while now and for quite a few years now. And so I can spot the actors who actually can ride.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the ones that I'm like, oh yeah, I remember when my life used to be that.
Yeah. So Cassidy Nugent, she plays your stepdaughter in the movie. Yes. Is that right? Mm-hmm. So that she seems like a talented young lady. That must have been fun to work.
Lovely and talented, and it was such a pleasure to work with her because it's not always that it's often hard to find young actors that like, you know, that play 13 or are of that age that have the emotional depth to carry a role that requires that. Mm-hmm. And she does. She's very talented.
Yeah. And so this is supposed to be in Montana. Where was this filmed? Is it in
this was filmed Vancouver? In BC, yeah. Outside of Vancouver. So like Abbotsford, Mission, Langley, like that, those areas.
Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. That sounds neat. So I was going to ask if you got to ride, do your own horse work, but it sounds like, yeah, it sounds like you're a pro. Yeah.
I got to ride, which was so cool. Cause I got to, you know, we literally got to just gallop through fields and do that. And that was a lot of fun. It was getting like, we spent almost like half a day just shooting the footage of us, like doing the trail riding and like with no dialogue, just like all the riding stuff. And it was with the drones and gators and everything. And it was really cool. It was like, I'm in heaven.
That's great. Well, what do you hope that people take out of this movie, Big Sky River?
I hope that they leave with a sense of hope I think the message is hope and that things, you know, things do work out and you can heal from relationships and trauma in your life and find love again. So, and find happiness. So I think it's a really positive message.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, this is Jen Johans, host of the podcast Watch with Jen, which delivers a steady stream of great movie recommendations, thoughtful career deep dives, and first-rate conversations with film critics, authors, actors, journalists, filmmakers, and more. You can find Watch with Jen wherever you get your podcasts or hear us first at our Patreon at patreon.com/filmintuition.
All right. Well, we'd like to end with some fun, silly questions. So here we go. First one is, what is the best ice cream flavor?
Ooh, mint chocolate chip.
Okay, good. Yeah. What's your favorite color?
Pink.
Yes. Don't be embarrassed.
I just clipped a little flowers of like my bouquet was dying and there's like carnations and they're like this soft pink and they're so pretty and I'm like they're not dead yet, so I'm just gonna put them in a little glass.
Well, that's nice about carnations is they last a long time.
They do, yeah.
So that's good. All right, what music are you into right now?
Country.
Yeah,
good. I listen to a lot. I mean, people are like, I hate country. I'm like, I love it. I like, it's feel good, happy music, and I'm down for that. But I like everything. I like 80s music. It just depends what mood I'm in. But last night I was listening to the country station as I was doing some work. So
yeah. Hey, it's America's music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. All right. What is your go-to date night food?
I'd say seafood, like steak and seafood, sort of, you know, that type of restaurant. I'm a big seafood person.
Get a little surf and turf?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What is your go-to date night activity if you're going to go out and do something?
I sit out on a patio and just talk, like to get to, you know, sort of like getting to know somebody. Cause I feel like if you go to, like, I love going to the movies, like later on in the relationship, but in the initial stages, it's nice to just sit and get to know someone. You sit in a movie theater and you don't talk to each other. So.
Right. Well, that's why we always say, if you're going to do the movie date, you should do the movie and then do dinner after. Cause then you can talk about the movie.
That's a really good idea. Yeah. Go do a matinee and then you have like a, you know, 6-7 o'clock dinner and then you have the evening sort of talk and do that. That or like a picnic if you know, weather permitting, like a, you know, that kind of a thing is fun, or a hike. Yeah,
that'd be good. All right. Which do you like better, dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Okay. Good. Beaches or mountains?
Beaches. I don't know. You know what? I like both. I like beaches, like if there's like clear blue water and white sand. And then the mountains if there's horses.
Oh, perfect.
And also the beach if there's horses.
Okay. What is your favorite holiday to celebrate?
Thanksgiving.
Oh,
I think it's kind of probably everybody's favorite, a lot of people's favorite holiday. I like that it's not about gifts. I think it's just nice that everybody gets around a table and eats and, you know, and gets together and it brings everyone together. And I love that.
Yeah. And it's the best food holiday.
Oh yeah.
Of course. Yeah, very good. All right. And you can pick one of your own. What's your favorite Hallmark or romantic movie?
Well, romantic movie, I guess I have to say Love in Paradise, because you know, it's Christmas Carol wasn't really a romance.
Right. Yeah, that's true. It's one of the rare Hallmark movies that and now they've gotten really far away from making the heroine unlikable at all. They did Nashville Christmas Carol in 2020, and it was the most likable Scrooge you've ever seen.
Oh, really?
People were literally begging to work for her in the story.
They weren't running scared her. Like they were in Christmas Carol.
No. And I love it. It's Christmas Carol when she looks in disdain at the bell ringer Santa. She's just like, I'm not giving you.
Yeah, it was a little uncharacteristic of I like that though. Like I love that.
Yeah.
I love that the ones that I've done, I have, you know, and this is my third one, and I hope to do more, but I love that the ones I've done have been a departure from what Hallmark usually does. And I'm
like,
that's great.
I like that too.
Like, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you could tell that, okay, this is not a good person. She looked her nose down up at a bell ringing Santa.
Who doesn't love Santa, especially like a bell ringing Santa that's just trying to raise money and help
for
people.
Charity. But that's true that it's Christmas Carol is not a romance. And I also just love that they loved Carrie so much, and who wouldn't, that they were like, we're going to make you every ghost.
Yeah. We don't need three. We need just you, and just you do all three. She was great in that. She was so much fun.
You're Marley. You're the three ghosts. You're everything.
And she was.
Yes, she was. And there's just a lot of funny lines. That's why I figured, I wondered if she ad-libbed, because it's a very witty script.
Yeah. I know that she would make her own little changes here and there, but she would make things better. She always made things better.
But she was a script doctor for her, part of her career.
That's true.
She's so good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, very good. And Love in Paradise is a classic. I feel like it's sort of underrated. People should, if y'all are listening and you haven't checked it out, you should, because it's a classic. It's a really good one. So, all right. Well, very good. You answered all the questions. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And we're excited for the new movie. And hopefully, yes, like you said, will be the first of many more. So welcome back to Hallmark.
Thank you.
So do you have social media or anything like that you want to share?
Yes, on Instagram, you can find me at Emmanuel Vogier. On Facebook, I'm The Real Emmanuel Vogier. And Twitter, I'm E. Vogier.
Great. And we'll have all that in the description so people can follow you. And thanks again for taking time to come talk with us.
Thank you for having me.
We'd like to thank Emmanuel for coming on the podcast. This was so much fun to get to talk with her. I really enjoyed it. So let us know what you think of what we talked about in the comments or on Twitter. And please like this video. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. And also if you are listening on iTunes, please leave your ratings and reviews. That helps us out so much. You can follow me at Rachel's Reviews, all over social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. Make sure you're following the podcast, Hallmarkies Pod, and Hallmarkies Podcast, all over social media. And so thank you so much to Emmanuel again. We really appreciate it. Check out the Patreon and the merch store. And we'll talk to y'all later. Bye, everyone.